He looked at me, "What's the matter with you? You sick?" I said, "Yes." "Well, I have something to just cure you." He went in the kitchen and got a tablespoon. And he came to my bed, and he had this bottle of Watkins liniment. And he was going to make me take that tablespoon full of Watkins liniment. And I wouldn't take it. And he was holding my nose to make me open my mouth. And I was, before he grabbed my nose, I was yelling for Mama. I was just as loud as I could call, I was calling Mama. And she got in there. And he was holding my nose and had that spot of Watkins liniment trying to make me open my mouth. So and he was aiming to pull that down me. Well, it would have killed me, probably. And Mama just got there in time and saw what it was. She picked up the fire shovel, and she told him, I don't know what all she said, I don't remember, but anyway, she was about to knock him in the head. And she would have if he hadn't gotten out of that house. And after that, every time that man went across along this road, I believe three different times, it was a nearer road than to go around the other way, but my brother rocked him all the way across till he got way up the hill. He threw rocks at him. And he told him he dared him to come through here anymore. Well, he would have killed me. That liniment and me burning up with fever already and a tablespoon full of Watkins liniment, I would have died. I'm pretty sure it would have killed me. That's what they thought. And he didn't come back through this road but two times. And he got my brother threw rocks at him both those times, and he never did come by anymore. He was just an idiot. And he would steal clothes. He would go, and if he could get in somebody's house, he would get women's clothes. And my older sister had a beautiful wedding dress in her trunk. And he got into her house and into the found the trunk one locked. He got into rolling things around in there. She said everything was rumpled up in there and wrinkled up and everything. But he found this pretty wedding dress, and he took that wedding dress. And missing clothes from all over the community. Didn't know where in the world they went. Didn't know who in the world was getting them. And somebody over in the, happened to go through the woods where he had hung these dresses and things. And they found out that he would get over there in the trees and put on these women's clothes. And when he didn't want them on, he prayed around by himself and have a big time out there by himself. And they watched him, and he was having a big time with those women's dresses on. And then he'd pull them up and hang them up on the bushes. And so they let people know what was happening. And eventually, he went to Alabama, and last we heard of him, he was in an asylum down there in Alabama someplace.
Tuscaloosa?
I don't know just exactly where. That's what I heard. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not. But now, he thought he was having fun, didn't he? Dressing up. Girls, of course, he didn't have enough sense enough for girls to pay attention to him. I was glad when he left Tennessee, because I thought if my mother hadn't gotten into the house when she did, I would have had to open my mouth to get some air, you know, get my breath. I might have choked it down me. I was about, I imagine I was around 14, 12, 14, somewhere like that.
Say if a man had been out working in the hot sun and takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, "Look how I..."
Well, some people would say perspire and some would say sweat.
Okay. So he'd say, "Look how much
I have sweated."
Okay.
Or I have perspired.